How's it going, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to Finding Direction. It's time for the Action After, where we take the practical advice we get from our guests and help you apply it in your life. We believe execution is everything, so let's dive into this week's episode and help you find your direction. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Action After. This week, we're sitting down with Chris Dedeon's Action After item, which was to get a gratitude journal. All right. Now, if you've been hanging out with us for a little time, you will know and you will learn that we are big fans of gratitude here. All right. If you've been hanging out around with us for a long time, you obviously know the importance of gratitude and really the shift that it can begin to make for you in your life. Now, what we want to do today is we're going to break this down into two separate action after items. It's going to be fairly simple today, but the key from today's action after is I really want you to take action on this, right? My challenge to you is going to be to take this action after and practice it for the next 7 days. All right, not say I want to do this for the rest of my life, not even say I'm going to do this for the next 30 days. I want you to give this 7 days of practice. And after doing this for 7 days, I want you to ask yourself, did you like it? Did you not? Do you feel like it improved the quality of your life or not? But my challenge to you at the end of our two action after items is going to be to do it for at least 7 days. All right, now the first action after item is, this may sound old school to some of us, but I want you to go buy a physical blank journal. All right. This is not, let me do a gratitude journal and put it in my notes section of my phones, right? Yeah, we can do a lot of good things in the notes section. We can take important, valuable things there, but there is something about creating a ritual around gratitude. There's something about having a physical journal that every single morning when you wake up, you can put it next to your bed. And it's a nice little reminder when you wake up, you go, oh, there's my gratitude journal. Let me write down blah, 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 blah. Right? That's the next piece we're going to go over in a second. Right? But the first part and the most important part is you want to get a physical journal. So you know where you can get that. You could literally go buy it on Amazon. It'll be to your house tomorrow. You go to Staples, somewhere else that sells a journal, and you don't need to get the fanciest one. Now, you can obviously get one that has like some cool words on the front that you relate to, but just get any journal. Could be a $2 journal. Doesn't matter. Right? Go to the dollar store if you need to. That's number one. The second action after is because I want to make sure that we do this, we want to keep it simple, right? Complexity is the enemy of execution. So the more simple we keep this, the more likely we are to practice it and execute on it every single day. So my ask to you and my challenge to you is going to be that for today, I want you, once you buy that journal, to write down 3 things in your journal for the next 7 mornings that you are grateful for that are in your life right now. All right, you're going to write 3 things down for every single morning for the next 7 days. And the way that you can do this is some days you may write the same thing, right? Maybe Monday you go, I'm really grateful for my family and this thing and my health and whatever it is. And then Tuesday you go, I'm actually still really grateful for those. So some of the days you'll have some similar overlaps, but also what you want to do is you want to mix it up. And if I could give you sort of at least 2 different things that you want to do in this, is the first piece of gratitude you can focus on is focus on something maybe really big that's happened in your life, right? Maybe you could be grateful for where you got to go to university. Maybe you could be grateful for a big accomplishment you achieved in your life. Maybe you could be grateful for, you know, something that's makes you pretty proud, right? You go like, dang, like I did that and you feel good about it. Make that one. Another one that you can do. So I'll give you at least 2. The third one you can kind of explore and just let yourself be guided to whatever the third one is. But for the second one, you want to pick something small, right? This could be, I'm so grateful that there's this beautiful grass growing in my front lawn and it's just amazing that there's grass there. And it's something as simple as that. You go, I'm so happy and grateful that I have this setup where I can come and I can record and I can have a conversation with you on the podcast, right? Maybe it's, I'm so happy and grateful that I have a roof over my head, right? I mean, those aren't even really small things. Those are some big things, but you get the point here. You want to have at least one thing that's pretty big. You could be like, wow, you know, I really am proud of myself for that. And I'm really grateful for that. And then you want to go for one small thing. And then in the third piece, you give yourself a little bit of variety, whatever you're feeling that day. All right. But the key is for the next 7 days, practice writing down three things you're grateful for in the morning. And it's going to be as simple as that. Number one, go get a physical journal. Go invest $1.99, $4.99, depend on the journal that you get. Invest that in yourself, right? You're the best investment you can ever make in the world. And then number two, every single morning, write down three things you're grateful for. At the end of the 7 days, you want to check in with yourself. You want to ask yourself, what's changed over the last 7 days? Have I felt better? Have I felt happier? Have I felt more energized, more motivated? Right? You want to check in with yourself and say, what's begin to change? And I promise you, if you really do this for the next 7 days, things will change. And then you want to ask yourself, do I want to continue to do it? And if you do, my challenge to you would be do it another 7 days. And just give yourself these 7 day increments of saying, I'm going to continue to do this. And as you do it little by little by little, you will notice that you'll begin to start having some shifts and some changes in your life. So that's going to be it for the action after this week. All right, we're keeping it nice and simple. If you have not yet, I'm going to ask real quick if you would go to iTunes or Spotify, wherever you're listening, and just leave us a quick rating, leave us a quick review. Let us know, what are you enjoying about this show? What's been some of your favorite things you've gotten from us? And that's how we get this show in front of more people. That's how we make more of an impact. That's how we make more of a difference in the world. And that's how we help more people do work that they're excited about, do work that makes them happy at their soul, and do work that lights people up in this world, because we all know that we need more of that in this world. All right. So thank you for writing a review. Thank you for putting a rating there. If you have someone that, you know, could benefit from this, that's trying to get to the next level of their life, figure it out, send them a podcast. We would be extremely grateful. All right. Have a beautiful rest of your week. And I will talk to you on the podcast next week. Take care. What's up, my friends? It's Stu, and I have big news. After interviewing hundreds of people on their journey in life and experiencing my own journey to a life full of fulfillment and passion, I finally put together a special guide just for you. And it's called 3 Steps to Finding Direction in Under 10 Minutes. And you can go grab it at findingdirectionuniversity.com/3steps. If you're feeling lost and like you're not quite sure what you want to do with your life, this guide will help you figure out exactly what your next step is in just under 10 minutes. You're not alone in this journey, and I'm excited to guide you through this process until you've truly created a life that you love. Go grab the guide at findingdirectionuniversity.com/3steps. I look forward to helping you create your dream life.